Asano's secrets. If he could claim that power for himself, Gerling would be able to reign over the other hidden gold rankers who were being awoken, along with any new ones that cropped up. His eyes locked on the plane in the sky. Gerling stepped out into the street and launched himself into the air with gold rank strength, sailing high over the rooftops. As he reached the top of his arc, he triggered an explosion that sent him rocketing higher through the sky. More explosions continued to send him hurtling towards the giant dome out on the plains. Jason's dark plane was not an actual jet, but an amalgam of the many bodies of his shadow familiar, Shade. As it hurtled through the sky, it disintegrated into a cloud of shadows from which a dark cloaked form plunged, plummeting through the air like a missile. The cloud of shadow twisted through the air in pursuit, trailing Asano's free-falling form like the tail of a dark comet. It slowly disappeared as it was drawn into the cloak. Jason didn't slow his fall towards the city-sized dome, even angling his body down to accelerate as his senses took in the situation around the dome. The auras surrounding the transformation zone told the story of the magical factions waiting to exploit it. The contentious network factions were split into various camps. There were the American Network and the old Leadership faction, still calling themselves simply the Network. Jason couldn't differentiate one from another just by the aura of essence users, but the other factions were more obvious. The Breakaway Global Defense Network was not just comprised of essence users, but also former EOA and Cabal members. Unhappy with the direction their factions had taken since magic was revealed to the world, they had banded together and were the most numerous of the current magical factions. For all their numbers, though, they had a limited number of powerful elites. Jason would be more sympathetic to their cause if they weren't here to plunder reality's treasures like everyone else. He understood their need for strength to compete with the other factions, but his time in Node Space gave Jason a better sense than even Dawn of what stripping the Earth's reality cores was doing. He couldn't accept people tearing the fabric of reality apart for their own ends. Jason's goal was nothing short of saving the world. He'd absorbed the power of a magical doorway that gave him access to a dimension where he could manipulate the fundamental underpinnings of reality. In this node space, he could slowly undo the modifications that had left the Earth in a magically unstable state. This had been done through a link to another world, one that Jason now realized he had ridden when he traveled between worlds by accident. Jason was working to undo that link by making changes to node space, but even as he was changing it, it was changing him. Spending time in the strange realm where mortals had no place, he was constantly bombarded with dimensional forces. Only the many changes he had undergone over time allowed him to survive. Jason was not the only one changed by node space. The level of magic rose as Earth grew more unstable, and with it, the node space leaked dimensional energy, creating the transformation zones. This was the source of the reality cores, which were common in node space as an intrinsic part of reality. Unfortunately, the reality cores were of immense value to Earth's magical factions, leading to the cores being fought over instead of left alone. Each reality core that was taken from where it was exposed only furthered the instability of the Earth. Jason had informed the factions of this, only for them to either not believe him or not care as they scrambled for power. The magical factions were in flux in the wake of the massive changes taking place around the Earth. The revelation of magic existing brought the factions into the light after centuries, or even millennia, spent hiding in the shadows. The subsequent monster waves, bringing about millions of deaths, likewise brought upheaval to the factions. The youngest of the magical factions was the Engineers of Ascension, the EOA. They were splintering as the other factions and the world authorities hunted them down. They were the ones who brought down the grid that had helped prevent the monster waves, making them responsible for the monster apocalypse that ravaged all but the protected cities in which humanity had huddled in confusion and fear. The oldest faction was the Cabal, made up of the strange and ancient creatures older than humanity itself. A schism had occurred after the rise of old and powerful vampires within their ranks. Some served the vampires that had wrested much of Europe from the control of humanity.